Welcome to Sunday Morning. My name is Riggs from 103.7 KISS FM, the Riggs and Alley Morning Show. You might also be listening on 99.1 The Mix or AM 1250 The Fan or Hot 105.7. Basically, we take this time on Sunday mornings to talk to local organizations that are making a difference in the community. And something that's very near and dear to me is the mental health aspect of the world, and specifically suicide prevention and my work that I've done with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. You may have heard her come on with me before. She is Gina Orlando, the Area Director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Good morning.
Good morning, Riggs.
Thank you for meeting me outside. It's a beautiful day. It's very gorgeous. Nice outside today. And you're fully vaccinated now. Are you all excited about that?
I am. I'm beyond excited about it.
You got your
double? I
don't
even want to tell you about the tears, but yes.
That's good. So the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, obviously, tell me really quickly about the organization for people that may not be familiar with it, if they should be, but summate it in a couple sentences. Go.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, number one, we are the largest funder, private funder of suicide prevention research, and our mission is really simple, to save lives and bring hope to those affected by suicide.
A very simple mission, and it's a very important mission, especially after a year of people being isolated and locked down and not able to see their family and friends. Thank goodness there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
Now as more people are getting vaccinated and things are starting to open up, it feels like a nice little breath of fresh air. But for a lot of people, sadly, that's still they're still struggling, and they're still finding themselves in a really dark place. And a big community that's impacted by suicide is our veterans, our men and women who serve overseas, and they come back and they have these scars and these wounds, and they don't know how to deal with it in a lot of ways. And you have actually come up with an amazing new program that you offer with AFSP. Tell us about this new program that helps out veterans.
Yes, I'm so excited about this. So gratefully, beyond gratefully, we were granted some funding from the Charles E. Kubley Foundation.
Yep.
And we are using it to implement a newly approved program. The program is called START. You may be familiar with Living Works. They are the creators of Assist and Safe Talk, which
yes.
are great gatekeeper trainings.
Yeah.
So their newest program is called START, and it's a really cool self-administered virtual program. And you might hear the word virtual and be like, oh, I'm kind of done with virtual. But this is actually created before COVID, but it's an interactive program. So even though you're sitting in front of your computer, one of the biggest pieces of feedback that I've received and what I enjoyed about the program, there's a part where you actually have to talk.
Yeah.
You have to go through a scenario of having that conversation with somebody that you're concerned about.
Yeah.
So you're actually practicing. And then you also practice using text. And just email, all the different ways that you might have these conversations with someone. At AFSP, we call them real convos.
It's very important because words matter in situations like this. It's very critical. It's crucial
Most
about what
definitely.
You say and how you say things, and that's very important.
It is, and one of the things, too, one of the things I like to talk about is that people sometimes are so afraid to say the wrong thing that they just won't say anything. And this program really gives you the tools. And START, I should mention, it's not an acronym for anything. It's just we need
just
to start somewhere, right? And so this gives you some really basic knowledge of like how to have this conversation that's so important and could truly save someone's life. And so I want to specify that it's not veteran specific, meaning the program was not created for veterans, but this is a program that typically requires some kind of a fee to participate. So what we are doing at AFSP is using that funding that we received from the Kubley Foundation to provide this program, this training to 300 Wisconsin area veterans or service members or their families.
Wow.
So those are very specific. While we want to educate as many people as possible, we know that we have to make a difference in the veteran community. And so we have prepaid for 300 licenses to allow those to be given specifically to veterans, active service members and their families.
And a lot of people, when they have a service member that comes back, a father, a mother, a sister, a brother that comes back from the service, you don't know what to say, and you know they've been through a lot, and you need to be able to broach that conversation because there's probably a lot of things that they need to unpack. And this isn't necessarily saying that you're taking on a role of a therapist or a counselor.
No.
This is just being a friend or what somebody would say, a family member in any sort of situation to kind of broach the topic and kind of open the door to that conversation and let them know that it's okay to talk about things, and it's okay to have these interesting thoughts up there.
Right.
And I'm sure this part of the program probably lead you to a point where you can take them to a licensed professional and get them the help that they need.
Exactly. And then, so the second part of it is, because we also know that firearm safety is a really important piece of suicide prevention, because we lose more than half of all suicide death is death by firearms.
60% of all gun deaths are suicide.
Exactly.
Which a lot of people don't know.
Once
people are dying by their own hand.
Exactly. And then once the participant completes their START training,
sure,
they are then asked to attend our AFSP Talk Saves Lives for Firearms Owners.
Okay.
And so, and some of the information might overlap, but
yeah,
we know that when you attend a training, a presentation, you really only retain so much. So that repetition, it's important. And adding this piece about really how to keep somebody safe who you know may have access to a firearm and is suffering from a mental health condition or in mental health crisis, these two things together just make that education stronger and really helps to build that confidence in having the conversation. Because I gotta tell you, I mean, I've had these conversations. I know you have had these conversations.
I have, yeah.
And even for people like us who might have them more often, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary for you because you might think you know the right things to say, but you're a human being and you get nervous. But having something in your mind that you can, you know, in your toolbox that you can pull out and, oh yeah, I remember this. Even if it's just one thing, even if it's just to remember that it's okay to ask someone if they're thinking about suicide.
Yeah.
That's one piece of information that if you know that, you can save somebody's life.
And that's an interesting thing that you bring up right there. Talking to Gina Orlando this morning, the area director for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in the Wisconsin chapter. And a lot of people are afraid to say, are you thinking about suicide? Because there's this really, really horrible misconception that you're going to plant that in their brain. And that's just not true.
It's been proven
with research. It's been proven through studies. You're not planting an idea. The idea's there, it's already there.
Absolutely.
It's already moving forward in their mind. What you are doing is providing a release.
And there's the research not only shows that you won't make somebody think about suicide, it also shows that you might save their life.
Mm-hmm.
Because just being able to talk about it, just somebody asking it and making you feel like it's okay to say, yes, I have been, that can open the door to getting them help, connecting them to the treatment they so desperately need.
A lot of times people just need to talk. That's all they need to do. It's amazing how much better you can feel by getting feelings from... I've always said feelings are like farts. It's better to let them out than to hold them in.
That's right. I couldn't agree more.
Everybody should go about the same thing. Just let them out. Feelings, farts, all of them, get them out in the open. Because when you let them inside, they boil and they fester. It's almost like having a boiling pot of water and keeping the lid on. If you just sit there on top of the lid, it can only go for so long. It's going to start spilling over the side. And that's just dangerous for anybody. So the START program is for veterans, or really for anybody, but specifically targeted towards veterans. And where can people get information on this if they have a family member, or maybe they're a veteran themselves and they're looking just to get some information to kind of talk to their friends or their comrades?
Well, the START program, as offered through AFSP,
yes,
you can go to our website, afsp.org/Wisconsin. You can also find information on our Facebook page. You can contact me directly, Gina Orlando. I'm really easy to find. Mm-hmm. If you go to afsp.org/Wisconsin, you might have some questions. I'm happy to answer any questions you have. The one thing we do ask is that anybody who signs up for this, like we said, you know, we've prepaid for these licenses.
Right.
And we want to be sure that they're going to the right people and that we are using every last one of them. So if you do, if you are interested and you do sign up, we just ask that you complete the program.
And this is something that if somebody went outside of AFSP Wisconsin, they would pay for it out of their pocket. But this is something that has been provided by the Kubli Foundation as, you know, a nice gift, I guess, in their
most
name.
Definitely. And I should say, too, there may be other organizations who also are offering the program through grant funding. So please, if you are not a veteran, if you are not connected to a veteran and you are interested in taking this life-saving program, you know, do a quick Google search for START training and you may find other organizations who are offering it.
How long does the START training take, honestly?
So the START training, it can take anywhere from an hour to 90 minutes.
Okay.
But you don't have to do it completely in one setting.
Okay.
You start the program, And then there's different modules that you go through. So you can start it and put in an hour one day or 30 minutes, what have you. And it really depends on how many modules. I think there's a specified amount that of modules that you have to go to get your certificate. Uh-huh. But you could take as many as you want.
You could do it in 90 minutes in one sitting, and you could save how many umpteen lives, which are worth how much more than that. So
exactly.
Sure. We're talking again with this Gina Orlando this morning from the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the area director for Wisconsin. So we've talked about the START program, that the veterans, you're working with veterans, and obviously what we are known for, what you're known for at AFSP, is the Out of the Darkness Walk that happens every single year.
Every single year.
Last year, things were very different. It was an experience that happened online. It was a Out of the Darkness experience.
Yes.
And this year, I know it's early. We're still in April, and we're not looking forward until October 10th or 11th this year.
October 10th. Save the date.
At Veterans Park. So the plan is to be in person this year so far? Hoping, fingers crossed?
Yes. So we officially got word that we can have an in-person event, barring any changes.
Yeah.
We can have an in-person event. There will be definitely some changes. One of the things this year that's going to be different is you have to pre-register. So
okay.
In the past, we've been able to have people register on site. For this year, you will have to pre-register. We'll keep that registration open as long as we possibly can. But it's free to register. It's AFSP.org/Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy to register. And we are so excited. We know so many others are going to be so excited to be back in person. And there will be some limitations. I won't go through all of them since things will still change as we're leading
it's
up
evolving,
to it.
Yeah.
But the key, we will be able to meet together. And I know that's something that people really, really need and really, really enjoy, especially as many people have said that this walk that they do once a year with their, most of the time, a lot of the time with friends or family, some people come by themselves, but they're not alone because they're surrounded by this community of support and comfort. It means so much to them to have this one day where they know, where they can see and feel the energy of the people there. And it just means so much to them. So we are so happy to be able to provide this experience this year. We always need help planning. So if you're interested in that, please reach out. We want to plan the most amazing kind of comeback that you've ever seen. So we hope to see you there.
I can't wait to be there. I'll be there. You know I'll be there.
I know you'll be there.
I was one of the first to register, I think. I think I was up there. I try to get a high registration number every year. Every time I see the email immediately.
You're number two.
Am I really?
Gina Orlando.
Yes. Yes.
Andy Riggs.
Yes. Yes. So that is happening, the Out of the Darkness Walk at Veterans Park. October 10th. More information on that at afsp.org/Milwaukee. And we talked about the START program with veterans, and AFSP offers so many other amazing programs that people don't know about, and these are free programs. And there's another one that's happening called Sweat for AFSP, which is kind of a fundraiser a little bit.
Yeah.
How does this work? Sweat for AFSP.
There's a lot of people who ask us, I want to do something, but I'm not really into the walks. Is there anything else I could do? Also, there's not an active event in every single county of our state, although we would love that. So Sweat for AFSP is a fundraiser. You register. There's a $15 registration fee, but you can basically register, and then there's this cool component where you set an activity goal. So, for instance, you might say you want to ride your bike 300 miles.
I want to swim 5 miles.
Right. From now until May 29th.
Okay.
And through that, people can donate to you just like they would through a walk. It's a secured website. You get a registration page, and then you can update your supporters with, how far you've come on your goal. Your supporters can donate a one-time, 10 bucks, 5 mm-hmm. bucks, 100 bucks, whatever they want.
Yeah.
Or they can actually sponsor you by the mile or the minute. I believe this is by the mile.
Okay.
But it's cool because it gives people who want to support us another way to support us without committing to a day, committing to a time, like I said, not having to drive somewhere. Some people really are still also concerned about COVID and
going
gatherings
in large groups,
and things like that. So we have been asked over the, for a long time, but especially during COVID, what are some other ways I can support you? Or I don't live in Milwaukee or
there's not a walk near me.
Right.
So I can't get to one. Yeah.
So this is a really cool way for people to get involved. You can connect your fundraising to Facebook, just like you could for a walk.
Yeah.
And it just gives you another added opportunity to support AFSP Wisconsin.
And with smartwatches and everything these days, it's probably so easy to keep tabs on it if you have those, like if you have an Apple Watch or something like that.
Yes.
You know,
the one thing is it doesn't connect and
sure.
sync, but it's super easy to just plug in your miles for the day
yeah.
or the week, whatever you want. And again, go at your own pace. We have some people who are really competitive, but it's a pretty interesting way to support AFSP Wisconsin.
Nice. And you can find information on the sweat for AFSP, I'm assuming, at afsp.org/Wisconsin.
Yes, right?
Yeah.
It's on our website, and the direct link is afsp.org/Wisconsin. WI Sweats.
Now into the programs that I was kind of talking about before,
yeah.
but there's a new one that you guys are offering. There's supporting those at risk.
Yes.
And this is a program that I'm interested to hear more about because you just told me about this the other day. What is this about? Because it sounds like a great new program.
That's exactly what the title says. Introduction to Supporting Those at Risk. So many of us have either are supporting maybe a friend or relative, a loved one who has attempted suicide
yeah.
or somebody who's struggling with their mental health. And just like anything, you know, we talked about it before, not knowing what to say, not knowing what to do,
yeah.
but also how do you support them in an ongoing way? So we started the conversation. Now
mm-hmm.
we know that. We
yeah.
know how to ask. We know those things, how to recognize. But how do we do that ongoing support?
It's like the service after the sale.
Yeah. And it's not just, I mean, it's so it's supporting
yeah.
those at risk and continuing that checking in and things like that, but also supporting yourself
mm-hmm.
as you're taking care of somebody else who is at risk or supporting somebody else who is at risk, because we know that can lead to some of our own anxieties.
Yeah, compassion resilience, what happens to you, where
yeah.
you start to lose your own mental health because you can't fill from an empty cup. So this also
exactly.
focuses on the inside as well as the outside, this
yes.
program.
And just like Talk Saves Lives, it's a presentation that is free to attend. Right now, we have our first virtual presentation scheduled, I believe, for...
It's okay
May
if you can't
1st.
Remember. Okay.
May 1st.
Okay.
We're kicking off Mental Health Awareness Month.
Nice.
By Introduction to Supporting Those at Risk.
And this is something that anybody can take.
Anyone can attend.
Another one
this
of
is
the...
going to be a virtual presentation. I'll also mention that starting May 1st, we will be available to host these programs for your group individually publicly. So reach out to us. We also have a new module of Talk Saves Lives specifically for workplace settings.
Talk Saves Lives, which is another program that's offered for free.
Yes.
Great segue. Please tell us about Talk Saves Lives.
Talk Saves Lives is an introduction to suicide prevention, almost like suicide prevention 101, and could easily be delivered like a lunch and learn. It's no longer than an hour. That includes the Q&A period, and it really just teaches you kind of those basics, how to recognize what leads to suicide, how is suicide affecting us locally and nationally and globally.
Yeah.
And it's something that a lot of times you take a training or go to a presentation, there's a lot of jargon, and you leave not really knowing what you just heard.
You're a little confused.
Yes.
I got a free biscuit,
like that.
And that's it.
Yeah.
What else do I get?
This, you leave with some really tangible things that you can remember easily and implement in your daily lives. And again, these are not programs for... While we do offer a clinician's training, these are not for clinicians. They could be, but they're
sure.
for anybody. Anybody
yeah.
can attend. And it's important to know that. You might think, well, I don't play a role in suicide prevention. You do.
You do.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
We all do. Anybody, you know, we learn very young to, if somebody falls down, we help them up.
Yeah.
But we don't learn how to help somebody when we see them struggling with their mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can do this little by little, we're going to see some big changes. We've already seen some big changes.
Yeah.
But I feel like, especially now with things opening up a little bit more and people feeling more connected, I feel like we're just around this corner where if we can just get around this corner,
mm-hmm.
we're going to see some amazing things happen. And that's kind of a silver lining of COVID. You know, people are struggling more.
Yep.
There's a lot of mental health concerns, but people are also connecting more.
Mm-hmm.
People are also reaching out for help more. People are talking about mental health more.
Way more. It's everywhere.
If this pandemic
this
had hit 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Yeah, would have been completely different. Totally
but
different.
But people are reaching out. You know, and I consider myself a realist. I try to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
But some things they are what they are. And this is a fact. We are talking more about mental health than ever before. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that in the last year is because of this pandemic.
Yeah. We're talking again with Gina Orlando, the area director for Wisconsin for the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I also wanted to commend you on your advocacy as well that AFSP does, calling local legislators and working on things like getting funding for the Suicide Prevention Lifeline and getting that number changed over to the 988. Like, those are things that you can do as a regular person every day. You can get involved with the advocacy efforts.
Absolutely.
Because it takes a community to make things like this happen, to get the 3-digit number passed through. That didn't just happen overnight.
Absolutely.
That was through droves of
30,000
people.
Calls,
yes,
to legislators.
Uh-huh.
30,000.
Yes.
Across our state, across our nation.
Yeah.
That's,
and you can do that.
Small feat.
And that's on the website as well, to get involved on the advocacy side if that's your thing. And it's really easy. It's not like over the top where you have to go and you're not Mr. So-and-so goes to Washington and standing in front of the whole Senate. It's you on a phone with a legislator, or even just filling out a letter and sending it to one of your local legislators,
so
Congress
easy.
People. It's so easy.
So easy.
The form is all filled out for you with the advocacy
we
program.
We make it super easy. And I might add.
Yeah.
When you ask yourself, well, why should I support AFSP?
Yeah, why?
What are they doing? What do they do here? How are they helping me or my neighbor?
Mm-hmm.
When you think about that 988 number, know that while we did not, and by any means, do that alone, AFSP was a driving force behind that legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We were relentless about getting that legislation passed. And so when you hear that 988 number, we worked with a lot of other amazing organizations to advocate for that, but we really did. Again, 30,000 advocates,
yeah,
specifically through AFSP. That's not counting all those other amazing organizations that are boots on the ground and mobilizing their people.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do that without the funding from the Out of the Darkness walks, the AFSP sweats. We couldn't mm-hmm. do any of that without. And I want to say one other thing about our specific kind of fundraising and revenue streams. We don't get a lot of. I don't think we don't get hardly any, you know, big number donations for our walks. I think one of the biggest donations we've gotten is like $5,000.
Right.
We raised $305,000 in 2019.
Yeah.
And about 15,000 of that was corporate sponsorships. Mm-hmm. Our donations come from the walkers,
the people,
$5, $10, and $25 donations.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get our funding from. And through all of that passion and all of the people who are willing to say, this is important to me, this is how I'm affected by this, this is why I walk, we have done some incredible work. And I'm so proud of our volunteers, our walkers, our board, which you are an alumni of.
Yes.
I mean, it's just incredible when I think about that, when I think about that all of this is from people who are giving just, you know, what they can.
Yep.
And it fills my soul. It keeps me moving. It's amazing.
Well, this great work being done with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Again, the website, afsp.org/Wisconsin. You can link up to pretty much everything we've talked about from there.
Yes.
From the START program to the AFSP sweat to the Out of the Darkness walk. It'll all link up from there. Gina Orlando, thank you for all the amazing work you do and your relentless advocacy. You're a beautiful friend and a beautiful soul. And thank you so much for your time.
Back at your rigs. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Sunday morning program on 103.7 KISS FM, 99.1 The Mix, Sports Radio, AM 1250 The Fan, and Hot 105.7. I'm Riggs from Riggs and Alley in the Morning, and I will talk to you next time. Have a good one.